Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. I wanted to just give my update on my market thoughts. I'm going to talk a little bit about Apple stock today and just whatever. Today's actually this weekend, one of my favorite weekends, the July 4th holiday, summer barbecues, pool, warm weather, late nights, right? It's a lot of fun. Of course, my feet hurt, so I'm probably not going to be able to do anything this year. I don't want to use the word bedridden, but I'm pretty much idle, right? Laying around. Sucks. Anyways, hey, the market's kind of a light volume week, right? They say never short of dull tape, plus it's the first of the week, plus it's a holiday week, so kind of a lot of bullish stuff there. You got a lot of international stuff going on with Egypt. And what, Portugal, I heard today, too, as far as their government crisis and blah, blah, blah. And one of the comments made today was, hey, are we immune to all that now? Do we even care? Because the market was going up in spite of that. But I just think there's probably not a lot of people trading today. It's a half day, or was a half day. Anyways, I'm still in cash. You know, I would never short the market this week, first of the month, holiday week. Nah, I'm not going to do it. So I didn't do it. But I think it gets interesting. Well, first of all, Friday will be a low volume day, right? But there is a jobs report number coming out, so that'll keep it interesting, right? Why do they do that on a kind of a pseudo holiday weekend, right? Because I think a lot of people are making this a 4-day weekend, if not longer. So, well, that'll be an event, right? Maybe. I mean, I'm anticipating it'll be an event. And then next week, so my thought right now is that the market's going to continue its summer correction. I'm in cash. I'm not in a hurry to get back in. Looking for trades, loosely looking for trades. I've been home and with my feet, I've been home. And so I have stock screens up and looking at it, but I just don't feel like pulling the trigger, so I haven't done anything. Should have, I guess. Stocks are doing good this week. As usual. Anyways, I need to talk a little bit about Apple. That was on a lot of the financial shows today. In addition to Egypt coverage, a lot of Egypt coverage about the coup, military coup. Anyways, you know, the debate rages, is Apple a buy or not a buy? And, you know, it seems like that just under 400 is kind of a support right now, right? I don't know if that's worth a flyer, but the debate is going forward. I mean, Apple was a darling. It's no longer a darling. You know, a lot of people have abandoned it and have a distaste for it. I know a lot of people still trying to call the bottom, but anyways, I think, you know, my thoughts on the stock kind of remain the same, is that there's a lot of competition out there, a lot of good quality competition. Android has caught up to iOS, in my opinion. They have bigger phones if you want a bigger screen size. I mean, you know, I have an iPhone, but I'm looking at those bigger screen sizes and thinking, you know, my eyes could use a little bigger screen. And so I'm thinking about that too, but we'll see if Apple addresses that soon. But, and they need, you know, everybody's saying they need a new device. It's like, well, I don't know if they need a new device. There's a lot of brand loyalty with Apple, right? I mean, people like the iPhone and iPad. So it seems to me that I don't know how many people, existing customers, they'll lose. Maybe they'll have a tough time getting new customers, but not necessarily if they get the bigger phone or they get some kind of feature and maybe even more competitive price, right? That might entice folks. So just my thought. I don't know about the stock. I guess when it gets down, if you're going to take a flyer on it, looks like that $400, right around there, a little lower. That's the place to buy it. If you're trying to buy the dip. You know, it's just a stock where the valuation's coming down, but they do generate a lot of money. And, you know, if they go into China, I heard somebody brought that up today, if they get 10% of China mobile market, that's 80 million customers buying apps and iPhone and or iTunes and things like that. So that could be a big boon to their profit margin too. So I don't, you know, in other words, the company's not going away. It's not BlackBerry, right? It's not Nokia. It's not these companies that have products that nobody wants anymore. People still want the iPhone and love the iPhone and iPad. So, you know, I think they need to do some work with their PC line. But I was thinking about getting a Mac Air, too, just because of their battery life. I mean, their battery life, you know, makes it, to me, extremely compelling to look at one instead of a Windows laptop, because, you know, Windows 8 sucks anyways, right? So might as well, if I'm going to make a leap, this is the time to do it, I think, or this is a logical point to do it. So maybe other people are thinking the same thing. So maybe they could figure out a way to get their laptop and PC business going. And I don't know about the iWatch or the iTV and that kind of, that to me, those are like littler niche products. I don't think those are the game changers. Anyways, that's just my random thoughts on Apple. Anyways, hey, that's it. I just wanted to touch base. I haven't been blogging or actually doing Audioboo lately. I get into it, then I fall away from it, and it all depends on if I'm sleeping or not, or laying around, or on painkillers, or whatever. So it's kind of touch and go. So, hey, have a great weekend. See you.